Hey, did you see that game last weekend? It was crazy.
Actually, we were there.
Wait, like in person? How'd you swing that?
Allegiant had a super affordable nonstop flight out there. And with how low the airfare was, buying tickets to the game was a no-brainer.
Hold my beer. I'm going to Allegiant.com right now.
Allegiant, the official airline of the Las Vegas Raiders. Experience the game you love at Allegiant Stadium. Visit Allegiant.com/Raiders to book your flight, game tickets, and hotel all in one place.
The Las Vegas Raiders have partnered with the global lifestyle app True Connect to give the gift of wellness. Transform your mind, body, and soul through thousands of hours of premium fitness content, guided meditations, progress tracking, and more. Visit tcfree.fit to redeem one free year of True Connect exclusively for Raider Nation.
Welcome to the Raiders Press Pass, your credential to all things silver and black.
Hey, Blocker, congratulations. How surprised were you to get picked by the Raiders, and what were your interactions with the team during the pre-draft process?
Yeah, I mean, I was really shocked. I wasn't totally sure what was happening. But, man, just when that call came up, that Las Vegas, Nevada, I was juiced. But, yeah, I mean, talked to them at the combine. They talked with a little bit to them over the phone. So, yeah.
Brock, this is Hondo Carpenter, Sports Illustrated. Antonio Pierce has talked about he wants a vertical passing attack and one at the line of scrimmage. You are a rare breed in that you have the hands and the speed to get vertical, but you're not afraid of the contact at the line of scrimmage. Could you talk about that part of your game, please?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I can be used in a multitude of ways. I mean, at Georgia, I was moved all around. They put me in the backfield sometimes, like inline tight end, slot, outside receiver. So I feel like versatility is a big part of my game, and I'm just excited to see what's in store for this next year.
Hello, Brock. Levi Edwards with the Las Vegas Raiders. Congratulations. Obviously, you being a West Coast guy, you're a little familiar with the Raiders kind of being close to your backyard. Can you just talk about, you know, what kind of thoughts or what kind of things come up when you think about the Raiders organization just, you know, growing up?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up here in Napa, which is pretty close to Oakland, obviously, when they're here. And, I mean, they used to have training camp right here in Napa, like literally at my middle school. So it's kind of cool how things come full circle like that. And I remember going to watch them practice. I mean, just training camp in Napa at my middle school. So, I mean, it's cool how it just all comes around.
Hey Brock, I saw a report that you had turned down going to the draft. Maybe you were invited and you wanted to stay home with the family. I guess what went into that decision? Why was it important to you to be around the family?
Yeah, I mean, I think my family and friends are the most important people in my life. So I just wanted to be close to them and just enjoy the moment with them. And just kind of, I don't know, maybe just be in a more calm and controlled environment, I think, for myself.
Hi, Brock. I was reading that Kirby Smart had once said that you had outstanding work ethic and he was impressed with your return from injury once. I just wanted to know what you feel like your characteristics are that you bring to Raider Nation.
Yeah, I think I'm a hard worker. I mean, I work my butt off every day, and I'm super competitive. I think that's the other main thing. I mean, I'm always competing no matter what we're doing. I just love to compete, so I think that just makes me and everyone around me better.
Brock, Hondo Carpenter again, real quick. Last year, they got a young man, Michael Mayer from Notre Dame, that many people thought was the best or one of the top two tight ends in that draft. When you look at being in an offense where you're going to have so many weapons like Devontae and Jacoby, as well as Michael Mayer around you, what do you think about being in that type of a atmosphere where you get to now be part of a collective and don't just have to be the guy?
Yeah, I mean, we had some dudes at Georgia too, but I mean, shout out to all my guys there. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited. I'm excited to be a piece in this offense, hopefully, and be able to get to work and I mean, play alongside some of the dudes I've watched for a while, so I'm excited.
Brock, watching your tape, they kind of moved you all over the place. Is there a particular part of the field that you like attacking defenses from?
I mean, it doesn't really matter. I think the coaches did a good job at Georgia, put me in spots where I could be the most successful I could be. And yeah, I mean, I hope that continues. And I mean, I think it's fun to move all around the field and play different positions and do different things. So I mean, I hope it continues, but. Yeah, I mean, whatever they call upon me to do, I plan on doing it to my best ability.
Hey, Brock, Paul Gutierrez here from ESPN. Congratulations. Welcome to Las Vegas, too, I guess. But when you were growing up and you were going over to Redwood Middle School and you were seeing the Raiders do training camp there, What exactly do you remember? What players do you remember seeing or getting an autograph, a photo with, anything like that from those days?
Man, hard to say. I mean, I remember watching. I think Derek Carr was there, and I think I got an autograph from him, so that was pretty sweet. So yeah, I think that was one of my most memorable things.
Hey, Brock, it's Tashawn Reed from The Athletic. I know during your career at Georgia, you spent a lot of time playing alongside Darnell Washington and 12 personnel. What about that formation makes it tough for defenses to stop you?
Yeah, I think it's just those two, two big body mismatches. I think it's hard for defense to combat that because, I mean, we run the ball at them in that formation, but we also athletic and get out in the pass game. So I think it kind of puts them in a bind, and the personnel they have to use, I mean, it's just a little different, I feel like.
Thanks for listening to the Raiders Press Pass. For all things silver and black, download the Raiders app and visit Raiders.com.
Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7@7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7@7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the Valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.